Netflix likes to do things its own way. Networks can't support the show Arrested Development. Hearing the theme there. We'll do it. Roll out a series one episode at a time? Forget that. That's not how Washington, D.C. works.
I need somebody I can talk to.
We're talking.
I protect your identity. I print whatever you tell me, and I'll never ask any questions.
And what makes you think I don't already have such an arrangement with one of your colleagues?
Because if you did, you wouldn't have let me through the door.
Emmy-nominated Washington drama House of Cards there from Netflix. In a few minutes, we'll talk about their other hit show, Orange is the New Black. In the market and in the TV audience, Netflix is hot. It's the best-performing U.S. stock in the Standard & Poor's Index for this year, the second most expensive in the S&P. The company announced yesterday it earned $29.5 million, or 29 cents a share, up from $6 million, or 11 cents last year, with revenue over $1 billion. That's back from the dead for Netflix, but a little less than what traders were expecting, sending shares down about 6% yesterday. Here with us, Laura Hudson, culture and entertainment editor for Wired Magazine. Laura, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, Netflix really is an unbelievable turnaround story, even though the market didn't love the number completely yesterday, right?
All right. I mean, you know, back in 2011, they lost about 800,000 subscribers after a price hike from $10 to $16 a month. But the launch of this new original streaming content in February, starting with House of Cards, has really created some amazing buzz, but also a potentially disruptive technology that's sort of changing the way that people are consuming television or video content, if you want to think about it that way.
If everybody adopts the Netflix model, does this sort of stock surge go away and Netflix becomes the Netscape of sort of on-demand television?
Well, you know, I think that's a good question, and people do talk a lot about the potential for cord cutting. What is this going to mean for traditional television? You know, and I think that I don't know that traditional television is set to go away anytime in the near future, but I do think that Netflix is changing expectations about this type of content, not just whether or not you watch it on the television, but when you watch it. Consider the way that TiVo and DVR has changed the way that people approach TV. You didn't have to tune in at 8 p.m. on a certain night to watch a particular show. You could record it and watch it anytime you want it. With the Netflix model, where they're actually releasing an entire season of a television show at the same time, this time shifts not just a single episode, but a whole season of a television show, and that's very different.
And you can surround yourself with a whole TV environment now by picking and choosing your own programming and even your own devices. I mean, what TiVo used to do in a refrigerator-sized box can be done in half of a chip inside of a smartphone at this point. We're talking with Laura Hudson, culture and entertainment editor for Wired Magazine. I heard you say a moment ago cord cutting. Is that terminology they use in the industry for what's about to happen to the networks?
Yeah, it's a term that sort of refers to, you know, are people going to cut the cord with television as we've traditionally understood it in the future? Because a lot of people do consume television exclusively through their computers. I personally don't watch television on television for the most part. I watch it on my computer, on my laptop, and there have been many times in the last couple of years I felt I haven't needed a cable subscription. So, you know, what does that mean potentially for a lot of these shows or for a lot of these channels?
In market terms, as the price of Netflix stock goes up, does the price of Time Warner and Comcast go down?
That's obviously for the fear for them and the hope for Netflix. You know, but I think that for consumers, the most exciting thing about this is the creative possibilities that the format is going to offer, both for what they can consume and for the way that creators can make shows in completely new ways. And so that's a very exciting thing to see in the market.
Are you a fan of Orange is the New Black?
I'm a huge fan of it. It shows us a lot of faces and voices we aren't used to seeing, not just in terms of women, but women of color, transgender women of color. And women who don't necessarily resemble the very narrow ideals of beauty we typically see in media. And that's something that's possible on Netflix, and I think a way that often isn't on network television or, you know, even channels like HBO and AMC, because, you know, they don't live and die by, you know, how well the ratings on the third episode do.
Right.
There isn't any pressure. They get to have the full season and let that standard fall on it. So.
Laura Hudson, culture and entertainment editor for Wired Magazine on Netflix. Thanks, Laura.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.